This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khemire with the news. The headlines first. CPNUML Central Committee decides to organize its Statue Conference from 9th to 11th of August. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the then UML MP is not withdrawing signatures from the case of Judas at the Supreme Court before the verdict could not remain members of the party. And two people killed and 20 others go missing in landslides in Japan. Now the news in detail. CPNUML Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said if the then lawmakers of the party did not withdraw their signatures from the case of Judas at the Supreme Court before the verdict is announced, they would not remain as the UML members. Addressing the Central Committee meeting of the party at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the ongoing meeting of the committee itself was the committee prior to the 16th of May 2018. The meeting also decided to organize its statue conference from 9th to 11th of August in Kathmandu. As per the decision, a political report would be presented by Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Organization report would be presented by General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel, and the statute amendment proposal would be presented by Joint General Secretary Bishnu Prasad Paudel. Likewise, leader Ram Bahadur Thapa has been assigned to make the necessary arrangement for the conference. The ruling party is updating its party's membership renewal by mid-July, and the central office of the party will publish the final name list on 20th of July. Likewise, the party has decided to hold ward-level convention on the 21st of August and the local body-level convention on 30th of August. The meeting also urged the party's rank and file to get ready for the election. Four people died due to monsoon-induced disasters across the country yesterday alone. With this, the death toll from the incidents has hit 38 in the past 20 days. 24 others have gone missing and 51 have got injured. Similarly, as many as 5,101 people have been displaced, while 1,250 hit by monsoon-caused disasters were rescued to safety from various parts of the country. According to the available data, 790 houses were flooded and 519 houses, 1990 animal sheds, 39 bridges, 3 school buildings and 11 government office buildings were damaged. As many as 818 domestic animals were killed in the rain-induced disasters. Two members of the same family have died when a landslide buried their house in Gorkha. The police confirmed the deaths of Raman Pandey and his wife Nanda Kumari Pandey in the landslide, saying the bodies of the deceased have been recovered from the landslide. Likewise, two more people have died in a landslide along the Prithibi Highway yesterday. The police said Birbal Chepang of Rapti Municipality, Ward No. 6 of Chitwan, and Indian national Soni Devi were killed when the mudslide hit their truck plying along the highway at Benighat. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Thading Mahendra Kharga said Chepang died in the truck itself, while Soni died during treatment at Gandaki Hospital in Pokhara. Likewise, more than 500 houses in Tapeshwari, Ambasi and Bhagalpur area of Belaka Municipality in Udaipur District have been inundated due to incessant rainfall. According to Udaipur District Administration Office security personnel, they were carrying out rescue efforts as floods started inundating villages. Similarly, the Janakpur submetropolitan city has said has been inundated rather following the incessant rainfall. The poor sewage system has made the situation worse. Locals say the poor drainage and sewage system constructed by the local government had fueled the problem, as the rainwater could not find a proper outlet. Now, coronavirus update. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 infection in Nepal has crossed 606,000. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 3,066 full recovery cases from COVID-19 yesterday itself. This has pushed the recovery rate to 94.3%. Likewise, the ministry reported additional 2,399 new coronavirus cases, infection cases rather, in the country yesterday. Similarly, 19 people have died due to COVID-19 infection. As per the ministry's update, 19 people have been recorded dead yesterday. The total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,198 in the country. Radio Nepal started the trial broadcast from its Uditola FM relay station at Silgadi of Doti district yesterday. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, said that the relay station in Uditola had been set up as per the target of extending Radio Nepal's reach to all areas of the country within the period of the 15-5-year plan. Radio Nepal will broadcast its news and programs via 100 MHz from Uditola relay station, which is expected to cover large area of far western province including Acham, Doti, Donadhura and Baitari districts. Radio Nepal now has as many as 25 FM relay stations across the country, including 5 FM relay stations in the far western province. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र # डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Officials in Shizuoka Prefecture in central Japan say 2 people have been found without vital signs and about 20 others remain unaccounted for after a series of mudslides swept away several houses yesterday. The officials say the two were found in the sea off the city of Atami. Firefighters, police and self-defense forces personnel are taking part in the search for the missing. Torrential rain has been slashing areas along Japan's Pacific coast since early Saturday. City officials issued an evacuation order for around 20,000 households after the mudslides. Pakistan has received 2.5 million doses of the Moderna anti-COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. Agencies quote Shaws the affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad, saying the vaccines would help save lives and help Pakistan emerge from the COVID-19 crisis. Now a sports update. England has defeated Ukraine 4-0 thanks to a 2-goal score by Harry Kane, Captain Harry Kane, in yesterday's quarterfinals of the UEFA Euro Cup. Similarly, in another quarterfinal match, Denmark defeated Czech Republic 2-1 to reach the semifinals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of Karnali Province and Far Western Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province No. 1, 2 and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. CPNUML Central Committee decides to organize its statue conference from 9th to 11th August. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the then CPNUML MP is not withdrawing signatures from the case sub judice at Supreme Court before the verdict is announced could not remain members of the party. And 2 people killed and 20 others go missing in landslides in Japan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check out our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.